if somebody asks you something that you're not certain about, you say, well, I'm what? If somebody asks you question about the weather next week, you say, well, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure of that.
Is that right?
They bring out the short part, that's, you know, instead of sure.
That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
So just how
I'm
people,
sure, I don't know.
The thing that we're interested in is how people really talk in their ordinary conversation. You know, they're not trying to be on television, they're just trying to be this ordinary
just conversation. Just
ordinary
folks.
Right. And if you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say I've been thinking about it or thinking around it, or suppose you?
I've been thinking about it. I thought about it, or I thought about doing this, and I thought about doing that.
Seems to be a dog fight going on. Do you hear the dogs? Yeah. If somebody is supposed to have done something, say a boy is supposed to have broken a window, nobody knows for sure. You say, well, people think what? They're not sure, but people think, what about?
He done it.
Uh-huh.
He thinks he done it.
Uh-huh.
People think he done it.
Okay. And I'd like to ask you some questions this time about the words that you used to use on the farm. Other than you had two really big buildings on the farm. One was the place where you lived, the other was what?
Barn. Lot. We call it the lot.
That's what I'm interested in. Now, what was the lot? What? How much territory was the lot?
Well, as you might say, it's just a little spot around the barn or the lot. Sort of like this fence around this courthouse here.
I see. So it's about the same as a yard around a house.
Yeah, that's what they call a lot. Go down the lot fence and do this and do that.
Uh-huh.
I've seen you over the lot fence.
I
meet you down at the lot fence.
The lot fence, huh? And the building where you kept the corn?
Crib. Use that as a crib. And then the stables is, we use the other place where they kept the horses, is called them stables.
Okay, and the place where you'd store grain other than corn?
We call it a crib.
And if it would be, did you ever have a building called a granary?
No, we call it the loft.
Oh, I see.
So they put the hay all in the loft up there.
Do they ever use that word here for any building that they keep wheat, oats, and things like that in? Do they ever use the word granary?
No, they never did. Seed house, they call it the seed house.
Nice.
And my daddy had what they call a seed house.
And what would that be for?
Cotton seed. He put his cotton seed in the seed house. I had a little place fixed off for the seed house.
I see.